It's another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Call live now at 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
Yeah, and we're back. More of Computer Talk with Dave Mason, border to border, coast to coast, your home of common sense technology. I couldn't recall that gal's name and where she was when she talked about the surveillance society. And, you know, it's nothing new. It's been in, you know, the Time had a big headline a couple of, almost a couple of years ago now, back in late 2013 about the surveillance society. But in Davos, at the Davos Forum this last week, you know what that is. Yeah. The big, one of the ironic twists about that Davos Forum is there were like 117 private jets flew in to talk about how to save energy and prevent global warming due to the incredible consumption that human beings have. But the gal's name is Margot Seltzer. She's a Harvard professor of computer science. She said, first, we live in a surveillance state. We are at the dawn of the age of genetic McCarthyism. And I'm not sure what that last phrase means exactly, except maybe we'll all be overweight alcoholic senators that are paranoid of communism. I don't know. It's in our genes, I guess, now. But, that phrase, we live in a surveillance state today, is true. It literally is true. And it's one of the problems when you have the ability to have ubiquitous data collection. If you can do it, you do it. It's something, it doesn't matter whether it's a government or whether it's Google or whether it's Microsoft or whether it's me. If you have the ability to track the data, there is a strange sort of irresistible, seductive quality to that. It is digital hoarding. Mm-hmm. It becomes an emotional, impossible to avoid emotionally. If you don't, it's like if you can't Facebook or if you can't tweet. You know, once you start doing that and you really get into it, it becomes very, very difficult to do, to throttle it. The data collection becomes kind of a Frankenstein monster. And but the genetic McCarthyism, I don't really understand. But it sounds good. And she's a Harvard professor, so she must be right. Computer science. She must be right. So anyway, we have incredible promise and incredible risk. That decision presented to us every day. What are we going to do? How are we going to participate in this? 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Or not how are we going to participate in it necessarily, but how can we avoid being forced to participate in it?
Right.
That maybe even be a more accurate way of expressing that. What are you going to do? You can't control most of this, but what can you control and what does it make sense to control? You know, you just don't want to become the paranoid whack job who's, you know, 80, 90% of their energy is consumed with, you know, avoiding having their data sucked up by all of the organizations and governments out there.
Yeah.
It's quite a challenging situation. Talking about the bad guys, though, and how to keep yourself protected somewhat or, you know, minimize your threat profile. We talked about Malwarebytes, getting rid of SpyBot if you got it. That is, you know, a decade-old recommendation, no longer pertinent. A couple of pieces of software we've talked about a lot before that are still at the top of the list. CombofiX, a very aggressive, very effective fixer if you've got an infection that just is so defensive or so stealthy that you're just not able to get rid of it with other tools like Malwarebytes. The problem with CombiFix is that it's not something, and I'll tell you, I have a very difficult time getting people to pay attention to this part of the CombiFix recommendation. Do not have that become your primary tool. It is one of the last ditch tools. Malwarebytes, you want that to be your antivirus software that runs on the machine, and Malwarebytes are the frontline tools that you want to use to protect you. The antivirus that you use, whether it's Avast or AVG or another one, is your first line, and it lives in memory and guards you ongoing. If the computer's on, this antivirus software's on, and it's your first line of defense. Do not load Malwarebytes in memory. Just run it every once in a while, or if you see your computer kind of getting glitchy or just not real responsive and you're not sure what's going on.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Dave.
You run Malwarebytes.
You say every once in a while. So what does that mean to you? You think every week?
You know
every
the biggest thing?
Couple of days?
No. I think here's the first thing. If your machine starts to act weird, run it. If it doesn't seem responsive, if you're getting weird pop-ups, run it. If everything's great, your machine's running a million miles an hour, you don't have any concerns at all, it's running as well as it's ever run, you probably don't need to run Malwarebytes.
You know what? Here, let me ask you this.
If it's running really well, maybe run it once a month.
Yeah, this is what I was going to ask. Would it be analogous to, you know how they have, when you do your car, and they have the suggested oil change either, 3,000 miles or
right.
6 months, whichever comes first.
Right.
Would that apply in this case? So whenever it
would be once a month, or if you start noticing some problems with the system.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good to know.
If your internet's slowing down, if your computer doesn't seem responsive, look, if you get a complaint from somebody that they got a virus from you, then you immediately run it, of course. If you start getting pop-ups, or if your browser gets hijacked and is taking you to websites you're not wanting to go to, you immediately run it. Those are your frontline tools. Then you have kind of a next level, pretty benign, safe software, but very effective. One's called Rogue Killer. One is called Adware. There's another one called JRT. We'll get into the details of these. We'll get them on the website so you can know where to download them and what you need to do with them. But they're pretty self-explanatory. But that's your next level of software fixes that give you the ability to if you do the antivirus, you do malware, and things don't seem quite right. Rogue Killer is a great tool to run. But you do not want to get into the habit. I talked to a guy just this last week that did this against, I'm always very clear when I talk to people about CombiFix. Do not just get into the habit of running it. Oh, I've got a problem. Run CombiFix. Oh, I've got a problem. No. Oh, I have a problem. Run Malwarebytes. Yes, that makes sense. CombiFix, no. You run Malwarebytes. You run Rogue Killer. You're still not working properly, or maybe there's such a stealthy defensive infection that they won't allow you to run those pieces of software properly, then you run CombiFix. Yeah, that makes sense, but you need to be very careful. So some general guidelines, like I said, we'll update the website with these pieces of software, the recommendations, the links, so you can download them easily and safely. One of the things the bad guys do is they know CombiFix is a popular piece of software. They know Malwarebytes is a popular piece of software. They immediately put up websites that pretend to be the legitimate sites for downloading these applications. You can't tell the difference if you're not really experienced on where these things live, and you end up downloading the very thing you're trying to eliminate by getting a hold of something like Malwarebytes or CombiFix. So just a couple of updates there and some warnings on CombiFix. Don't run it. Kind of as a habit. You can do that with Malwarebytes. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Windows 10, big production this last week in anticipation of Windows 10. I would call it like a pre-release. It was like an appetizer. Here's what we got coming. Here's why we think it's cool. Here's why we think you're going to go nuts. And I think in a lot of ways, they're right. Some of the most important mistakes that they made in Windows 8 and even in 8.1 that we talked about for the last 2 years have been fixed in Windows 10. We'll talk about the details of that. What are they talking about in terms of pricing when it finally comes out? You're going to be shocked when we tell you that. And some of the features that you're going to want to be aware of, too, right after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You might feel a little sting. That just means it's working.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.